Blog Talk Radio.
I have reinvented myself many times throughout my 63 years. Both personal and professional circumstances have caused me to take stock of where I am, who I am, and where I need to grow. Now I am taking my tips and strategies and turning them over to you over the next 2 radio sessions. I invite you to pick up a pen, paper, or device, examine where you are, and get ready to launch a reinvention in your life both on and off your job. Go back and listen to the archive of parts 1 through 3 to establish a baseline of your reinvention. This session is geared for those who want to fully understand what social media is and how to use different platforms from Facebook to YouTube more effectively and efficiently. It will cause you to become a more strategic brand as you begin and become an empowered mover and shaker in your home, on your job, in your community, and in our world. And we'll tell you how you can receive a valuable social media report for your reinvention toolbox. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thanks so much for listening today. I am on the road. I'm so sorry the chat room is not going to be up today because I'm not at home base, but we hope that you'll listen to the show and you'll pass it on to others because we want to sort of drill down today and talk about social media. We have spent the last 3 weeks building this reinvention platform for you so that you'll have various components that you can act on, actual things that you can do, places where you can go, resources that you can actually use so that you can form a platform to pivot to where you need to go in your life. And in this day and time, you just can't do it without really paying attention to social media. So the first week, again, if you haven't listened to the series, you can always go back to the blog. That's either CarolCopelandThomas.com, that's Carol with an E at the end, CopelandThomas.com, or tell Carol, again, Carol with an E, CAROLE.com. And in the blog section, starting at the last part of March, we started off with session 1, which sort of set the framework for reinvention. And then we talked about journaling and the importance of journaling and how significant your life can be just by journaling small things, little things, events and situations that happen in your life. Last week, we gave you a laundry list of various online resources, and there was a handout that you could get at the blog that took you from various perspectives, political perspectives, social perspectives, international perspectives, because the more well-rounded you are, the more information that you have, the better your reinvention is going to be for you. So this week, we're going to focus on social media, various platforms that you can use to build what I'm calling is your brand. Now, we're not digging really deep in terms of the definition of branding, but when I look at who you are and I look at where you're going in life, in many ways you are a brand. You represent a particular ideology, philosophy, character, image, level of integrity, etc., that goes hand in hand with your brand. So that's my simple definition of branding. When I look at social media, we're going to talk about some various platforms, but social media is a broad concept and a broad definition for ways of communicating virtually, using the internet to form relationships and building levels of communication, transactions, etc., using the various platforms and software programs that will allow you to do that. So that, to me, is a bird's eye view of what social media happens to be. So let's talk, first of all, about the various platforms. I'm going to give you 9 of them. You don't have to take a lot of notes because this is the bonus for you today. Again, if you go to the blog section of my website, carolcopelandthomas.com, CaroleCopeland, thomas.com. Some of you are probably already listening at that site. Go to the blog section for April 20th, 2017, and I have a very updated social media at-a-glance 2-page, and it has 9 different platforms and 11 different uses for technology that I updated personally over the last day or so. I've been using this particular platform and this particular document for 6 years now, 5 or 6 years. And interestingly, I had to take 1 or 2 platforms off because there were more efficient ones that I wanted to share with you. So the one thing you learn about anything dealing with the internet, anything dealing with social media, things definitely change. And so what is recommended today in 1 year or 2 years or maybe 3 years may be obsolete. So you want to make sure you always have the most up-to-date information when as it relates to social media, because things really change very, very quickly. When I started this 7 years ago or so, and some of these other websites that I'm going to mention, I've been a part of for now 10, 12 years, and they were just novelties. People were saying, oh, that's quite nice. Now they're powerhouses. They're literally changing policy politically with governments around the world. So the changes are astronomically amazing, and you need to know about them so that you can incorporate them, not all of them, but you can incorporate the ones that are most valuable to you in your daily way of life. Now, the one thing I do want to share with you, points to think about before I share this list with you. You are probably not going to use all of these suggestions that I share with you, because the use of them, particularly some of these social media platforms where you sign up for a free account, it means that you have to commit and devote some time to them so that they will be most relevant in your circle, in your network. So, case in point, if you sign up for a Facebook page and you don't use it every month, at least every couple of days, at least, and you let it lie dormant for 1 or 2, then that's not really a good use of your time or energy. And I just wouldn't even have a Facebook page. There are plenty of people who don't have a Facebook page. That's fine. It's better not to have an account with some of these platforms than to have an account and let them go dormant, where you don't do anything to update them, to engage in conversation, to build your network, et cetera. So that is important. That's number one. Number two, and I talked about this last week, and I always talk about this. Number two is always be mindful that whatever you say online is permanent. Yes, you can delete it, but in the eyes of someone snatching your comments, taking a screenshot of them, permanent. We just had that case with the unfortunate killing in Erie, Pennsylvania. The social worker who just ran amok, he must have snapped, and he went and killed that 74-year-old gentleman and posted the video on Facebook. Horrific. Happened last week, and my heart goes out for all parties considered. Well, the Facebook took the video down, but I've seen the video because people downloaded it and took screenshots of it, and so it lives on even though the official company, Facebook, has taken it down. And unfortunately, not only did he kill the 74-year-old man at random, he unfortunately took his own life 2 days ago. So that's an example of whatever you put on, and that's a very extreme example, but whatever you put online, you must always remember that it is permanent. So if you go into a rage and you want to tell your boss off, or if you want to talk about you had a terrible day at work because X, Y, Z, A, B, C happened, just remember that whoever you are talking about may not necessarily stay anonymous if, in fact, your rant and your rage gets back to that particular person. So always, always be mindful of what you put online. And I have more than one example. Unfortunate, inappropriate thing. The woman who was going on vacation to South Africa a couple of years ago, and she put on her Twitter feed, "Oh, I hope I don't get AIDS." And it goes viral, and by the time she gets to South Africa, she is out of a job. So, again, be very, very careful how you communicate, what you say, but obviously you can talk in generalities, you can talk in specificities if, in fact, you can back up and you're not going to be ashamed or embarrassed or regret what you say online. Just want to emphasize that. Watch your pictures that you put online. If you're going out to a party and you got a couple of drinks in your hands and you're dancing on tabletops and stuff, and then you want to work for a nonprofit faith-based organization, not very smart, because they're going to look up your sites, they're going to look up your accounts on these various websites and these various social media platforms. So just want to share that with you just to remind you the significance and the importance of making sure you don't get too crazy online. Okay, let's walk through these. Facebook. Facebook is the largest social media platform. More people go on Facebook than any other platform. They have 1.5 billion, with a B, users worldwide. Social relationship building website. If you want to share personal information, if you want to talk at length about things that are happening in the media, if you want to talk about Bill O'Reilly getting fired from Fox News because of all of the sexual harassment cases that were settled because of his actions, the long version can be done on Facebook. Now, obviously, all these topics can be done elsewhere, but Facebook really is personal and deals with building relationships on a personal perspective. I use Facebook for business also. So I have a group page for my multicultural symposium series, but my personal page can be viewed by anybody. So I am always mindful about what I share, what I say online, and there are always going to be some things I'll never put online. But, yes, this week I did upload pictures of my grandchildren last Saturday right before Easter, and a little 30-second video clip is on my website. Also on my website is information about my one-hour free webinar at my website about sexual harassment that was done a week before Bill O'Reilly was fired from Fox News. So you get my drift. I'm using Facebook both personally and professionally. It can be used for that purpose. LinkedIn, on the other hand, is another social platform, 400 million users in 196 countries. It is specifically for business. It's a social networking website for the business community and professional networking, and they're very strong discussion groups there. So I am now, and I've been on LinkedIn for 10 years, but I'm now really intentionally using LinkedIn to build my professional network. There are lots of business professionals around the world who are now using LinkedIn. I've been a part of it for 10 years, but really taking it very seriously now. The other social platform, and again, all of these are with this two-page document that you can download at my website under today's blog for April 20th, 2017. The other powerhouse social media platform is Twitter, and Twitter is all about micro blogging. It's microblogging social network website, and it only will allow you to type out 140 characters. There are over 320 million users, and it is very good for covering breaking news. I tell the story where in 2009, when I went kicking and screaming learning Twitter, by a wonderful friend, Rosie Horner, who taught me how to use Twitter late at night. And the next, that particular weekend, literally that weekend, the Iranian elections took place and subsequent demonstrations and protests, and they called it the Iran Revolution. And I literally got firsthand information online when CNN, ABC, NBC, and the other networks weren't even covering it on that Saturday. So Twitter has really catapulted into being a breaking news social media platform, and we do know that many people use it, including our 45th president, extensively. Now, another powerhouse platform is YouTube, and YouTube is probably the largest video-based view and share videos online platform that we have currently. There are over a billion website visitors per month. You can learn anything: airplane riding, how to ride a bike, how to drive a car, how to take care of personal needs with various products, etc. You can learn an awful lot on YouTube. There are a lot of how-to videos on YouTube, and in fact, the whole how-to market has gone up exponentially, I think in part because social media platforms like YouTube are in place. So that's a really big one. I learned about YouTube in 2006, so that is 11 years ago, in El Salvador by young people. So again, this is not just based in the United States. These are phenomena. These are technical platforms that are being used by people around the world. Now, there are conference call platforms such as free conference calling. They're still very popular. You used to have to pay for these bridge lines. Now they're free. They actually incorporated. They make money based on the calls that are made. And you can have a meeting or a workshop from 2 to 1,000 people. Free conference calling. com is the site that I use and that I'm recommending. And another site that that's new to my list is called Zoom. The platform is www.zoom.us, zoom.us. And this is a web-based meeting platform that where you can actually have live meetings, presentations. You can use PowerPoint slides, video. Someone who can't join the actual online presentation can call on their cell phone, and the meetings can be recorded audio-wise and video-wise. Now, I've used a number of different platforms, and I'm very particular about platforms because my webinars, my presentations have to be pretty good. The quality has to be quite good, and most importantly, there can't be a gap between the audio sync and my lips moving and the actual presentation. I was using another platform, and I had to abandon them because there was a very bad audio sync gap. Zoom does not have that. There's a very slight gap, but it's not that noticeable. And when you finish your meeting, let's say you put on a one-hour meeting, it will automatically download that particular meeting as an MP4 file. So in other words, you're watching something on screen with someone who is the host. You may have a couple of dozen people or a couple of hundred people who are participating in this webinar, and that particular host can then download that presentation as a video file, which is called an MP4 file, and they can share it. They can upload it to their website, or they can share it with other people, sending it through one of the other third-party sites if it's a very large file. That's very, very helpful because more and more online learning is taking place online, obviously. Virtual learning is very big, and it will do nothing but grow, and platforms like Zoom give you an opportunity to share your thoughts, create different programs and projects, and you can do it very efficiently. It's a paid program. It can cost as little as $14.99, which I'm paying, or you can get a higher version with the webinar features for like $50 or $60 per month. So that is a paid one. The others that I've mentioned prior to this were not paid, but now we're moving more into the paid features, and it just depends on what your needs are. If you're interested in straight blogging, we all started years ago blogging. There are platforms like WordPress, been around a long time, has many, many followers. There is a paid version and a free version. WordPress.com, I think, is the free version. And WordPress.com, don't quote me on this, org, I think, is the paid version. But just go to WordPress.com and you can find out which one is paid and which one is not paid. But if you're interested in having your thoughts being communicated and transmitted across cyberspace and you don't have a website, WordPress is a good place to go. There are other blogging platforms, but I wanted to highlight that. Skype is somewhat similar to Zoom, but more limited features. And Skype is a telephone service originating completely on the Internet. Audio version for Skype. There's a video version for Skype. If you have Skype on your phone, your mobile phone, or on your laptop, and your person that you're talking to has the same, it doesn't cost anything. If you start placing phone calls from Skype to people who don't have Skype, there is a small charge. But again, you can go to skype.com and find out more about that. And then if you want to have a website and you're not interested in WordPress or you want to have a traditional website, I would recommend Weebly. My websites are all built on Weebly, Weebly. And Weebly is, they have a free version, which would obviously have their logo implanted and a limitation in terms of what you can do, or you can pay a small amount each year, each month, and sign up for Weebly. I've been a part of Weebly thanks to my son-in-law, Julian Parkinson, for maybe 6 years now, 5 or 6 years. I signed up, and I have up to like 10 websites. I've only developed maybe 4 websites via Weebly. But you can literally create, build your own website. They have countless templates that look and feel like the horizontal look that's very popular now, and it's relatively easy, very easy to upload video and audio and pictures, moving things around. It's a pretty cool way to start your own website if you are in that market. And e-commerce is also very big for Weebly. But Weebly, Weebly.com is that website. Now, time on all of these, but I will just highlight a couple of some social media useful technology resources that are part of this two-page handout that, again, you can get at my website. Let me make sure that I am still here. That's good. And I want to make sure that my website is all right. I just want to make sure that I'm feeling good. Again, I'm on the road today, and I do. My dashboard, but I know that I'm still on because I'm talking on the phone, thank goodness. So, in this two-page handout are 11 different technology and social media resources. Two of them I've highlighted in number one. The first one is SurveyMonkey, which is used by a lot of companies and organizations around the country. And the other is PollDaddy. SurveyMonkey.com and PollDaddy.com will allow you to have people wherever to take your survey. If you want to put together a survey, and SurveyMonkey, again, has a free version and a paid version, you can simply set up, create that on SurveyMonkey, and then disseminate it to your friends. And it does a pretty good job of tabulating your results. So I think you have maybe up to 10 questions that you can ask SurveyMonkey, and it doesn't cost you anything. Anything over 10 questions or a much more complicated survey will cost you some money, and they have different plans for that. Poll Daddy works the exact same way. So these are two survey instruments that can be disseminated online. But the good thing about both of these, and SurveyMonkey I've used quite a bit, is that when you set up an account, and this is a free account, you can always go back and look at the results a year, 2 years, 3 years later. And maybe you want to re-poll people. Then you can take that same poll, same survey, copy it, and then use it accordingly. You can change or modify it accordingly. So that, I think, would be of interest to you. For those who are interested in reinventing themselves and getting a fresh look on politics, I would urge you to download indivisibleguide.com. Indivisible Guide, that's I-N-D-I-V-I-S-I-B-L-E, guide.com. Download it, it's free. It is for progressive individuals in the United States who want to activate their social action ideologies, and they want to either start a small group or really engage in the political process on the local level. This is a very, very good guide, and it's making headway in with politics here in the United States. Also, I would encourage you to look at some of the documentaries that you can find not only on YouTube, but also Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo.com, along with YouTube. They have a multitude of topic-specific documentaries on a wide range of subjects. So maybe there's something you're really interested in, it's part of your reinvention process, and you don't know much about it, but you can literally now go and learn a lot through these documentaries and various film-based or video-based presentations, slide decks as well, that you can find on websites like YouTube and also Vimeo. This is Blog Talk Radio. You may be interested in starting your own radio program. I would encourage you to think about that as well. This is blogtalkradio.com. My particular handle is /GlobalK. There's an opportunity for you to advance your thoughts, advance what you want to do, do the things that will move you more progressively in terms of where you're going in life, and Blog Talk Radio is something that you want, that you may want to pursue. And the platforms are free, and they have paid versions as well. So there are other examples that I have here on the sheets that I have prepared and are on the website. Again, go to the blog section, download this, and you can find out an awful lot about social media platforms and the various forms of technology. Thank you so much. We'll come back next week with part five with this episode, and we will take you, we'll bring closure to reinvention in a way that will make you smarter, happier, and more successful in life. Thanks so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.